Consumer spending on children's books reached an estimated $2 billion last year. Some of that money was spent on a growing number of books that were penned not by traditional authors, but by celebrities. And that has commentator John Shiska wondering if celebrity scribes know what they're in for.
I write children's books. Yes, that's my job. So you might think I'd be a bit annoyed by all of those celebrities messing around in my field. Jay Leno is plugging his kid's book about a family roast beef. Madonna has published her book about not fitting in and has plans for more. Billy Crystal loves being a grandpa. Jerry Seinfeld remembers Halloween. John Lithgow, Whoopi Goldberg, Spike Lee, John Travolta, Dom DeLuise? Yes, they've all written their idea of a children's book. Do I care? Not really. If I cared about other people crashing the children's book world, I'd have been a basket case a long time ago. Because everybody, and I mean everybody, thinks they can write a children's book. Just yesterday, my dentist was telling me another one of his can't-miss ideas. Last week, the coach of my son's hockey team sketched me his plans for an entire series. I'll never forget the woman who told me she had hundreds of good ideas. She just hadn't written them down yet. So, of course, celebrities think they can write children's books. I mean, celebrities are just like you or me. They just have a lot more money and a much better shot at getting on the Today Show to promote whatever they write. But I don't care. Really, I don't. Because real writers of children's books have a secret weapon. Our audience. Children. They are so sweet, so trusting, so loving, and the most brutally honest critics in the world. They don't care who you are, where you've been, or what you've done. You can have a top TV show, 2 platinum albums, 3 hit movies, or 4 extra heads. If your story's not good, it's not going to entertain kids. Another requirement for a good children's book, which most would-be kids' book authors miss, is that the book must be written for children. You have to read to real kids and listen to how they respond. They'll tell you how you're doing. So you might have to throw out that idea of what you thought was so funny or so touching. You might have to rewrite your story 10, 15, 20 times. You should definitely throw out your idea about writing a very important lesson, or writing anything in rhyme. Writing for kids isn't about you. It's about them. Like a good teacher or a good parent, you have to give up always being the one in the spotlight. That's a tough stretch for a lot of writers, an even tougher stretch for celebrities living in that spotlight. So welcome, Jay. Good luck, Madonna. Best wishes, Jerry. Glad to see you, Billy. Come on, Whoopi. Do your best, you celebrity children's book writers. You have nothing to fear, except maybe standing in front of an audience that doesn't really know and doesn't really care who you are, with nothing but the words and pictures in the book in front of you. Go get 'em, kids.
The comments of John Shiska, the author of The Stinky Cheese Man and The True Story of the Three Little Pigs. This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.